As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, that's for sure. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, May the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too. We might even advance a solution or two. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, or take Oracle with you on your mobile device by selecting option number 2. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Received some very interesting email over the weekend, and I thank you for that. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. This morning, U.S. And global economy remains unstable. Get your tongue right, Willie boy. U.S. and global economy remains unstable. Volatility becomes the new norm. Yeah, that's going to be the focus of some of the news today. Man's self-transformation, closing out Roderick Seidenberg's article. We'll go back to that. If we have enough time, we'll go into John Stuart Mill and his On Liberty. Some very interesting things I found over the weekend there. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning. Monday, May the 24th, 2010, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up $10.50 at $1,187.50 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $17.83 a troy ounce. Platinum moves up 20 bucks at $1,525. And palladium up 12 at $446 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,181.30 for a low, $1,192.10. We're looking at $11 spread there for a high. But at $1,187.50, your gold is up year-to-year $231.10 an ounce for a 24.16% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, and their price fixing, well, they set the price at $1,183.75 for $4 above that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The SPDR gold shares, the spider on the corner of the web. You ought to look at that symbol on their website. Gives you pause, doesn't it? Yeah, it certainly does me. But anyway, they claim to be holding 1,220.15 tons of gold in their exchange-traded fund for a $46.27 billion investment there. Man, quite an impressive number. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much, much more to come today.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, May the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It's going to close out that market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago found gold trading up $10.50 after its rather dismal closing on Friday. Nonetheless, up this morning, $10.50. Trading at $1,187.50 an ounce. And if you can't recognize a buying opportunity, well, I don't know what more I can do. But certainly, if you certainly wouldn't have to take my word for it, I visit with one of our sponsors, Christos. You can find them on the website. Maybe ask them what they can do for you. While the gold prices and the silver prices have been so depressed, look at platinum and palladium too. Although be very careful, there might be a lot more downside there. But again, gold up $10.50, trading at $1,187.50 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $17.83 an ounce. Platinum up 20 bucks at $1,525 an ounce. And palladium up 12 at 446. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 125, just barely squeaking it in for the wire. I don't know how much energy was required from the President's Working Group on Financial Markets to make that miracle happen on Friday, but they did. They saved their bacon, came out above the 10,000 mark again, closing at 10,193. The NASDAQ closed up 25 at 2,229, and the S&P Standard & Poor's oh so very poor 500 index up 16, just barely scratching, hanging on to that 1,000 mark at 1,088. Crude oil this morning moves up 33 cents. No real good news for us, but at $70.37 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, that's not a bad price, I guess. The U.S. dollar index moves up 98 basis points at 86.40. For more on that, you can go to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s own website. This USDX seems to be their little trade basket of currencies. You can find out more about it there, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. Look it up. The Forex market this morning, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie up 25 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S., the Mexican peso going down another 10 basis points, trading pretty well below 8 cents, but still rounding up to 8 cents, even in light of the comments were made in Congress by Felipe Calderon. Yeah, you can fill up your pockets with pesos this morning at 8 cents a pop if you want to. The euro goes up, or excuse me, comes off another 152 basis points. That's 1.52%, trading at $1.24 for a euro. In other words, here's your multiplier, 0.8071. So it's 0.8071 euros per dollar. The British pound off 51 basis points, trades at $1.44 U.S., and the Swiss franc moves down another 74 basis points, trading at 86 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bond still terribly low. The yield on the two-year is at 0.75%. The 10-year is at 3.20, quite a spread between the two-year and the 10 there. And the 30-year is at 4.07%. In the mortgage markets, we see this continuing decline in the mortgage rates, whether you'd be able to acquire a mortgage for love, for money, for roses, or lunch dates, I don't know. But the 15-year moves down from 4.47% a month ago to 4.19% this morning, and the 30-year off a little bit more, moving down from 5.19% a month ago to 4.87%. So that's the pulse on the market, the morning market report. Let's get a little bit of news as we're in that browser now. This off of Bloomberg, Nicholas Larkin, Claudia Carpenter, and Millie Munshie writing. Talk about collaborative writing. What a team writing project. One brought the pencils, one brought the paper, and I guess Nicholas brought his brains. But they write this: gold rising as euro weakens spurs more speculation. New news, May 24th. Speculators are buying gold faster than the world's biggest producers can mine it, as analysts forecast a 27% rally that may extend the longest run of annual gains since at least 1920. All right? So gold this morning, $1,187.50. We had it at $1,249.20, I think it was, just a week or so ago. You might check your portfolio. These experts here are calling for a 27% rally that may extend the longest run of annual gains since at least 1920. Exchange-traded products, again, that's your SPDR gold shares and some of the others that are out there. Exchange-traded products backed by bullion, some say, added 41.7 metric tons in the week to May 14th. And, of course, we've been reporting that each morning as the SPDR adds 3 tons here, 6 tons there, 3 tons here, 6 tons there. For a total of 41.7 metric tons in the week to May 14th, the most in 14 months. Data from the UBS AG show China, Australia, and the 15 other largest mining nations averaged weekly output of 41.6 tons last year. Researcher GFMS Limited estimates, even though prices have fallen 5.1% to $1,185.30 an ounce from a record high of $1,249.40 on an ounce on May the 14th, the median in a Bloomberg survey of 23 traders, analysts, and investors show it will reach $1,500 by the end of the year. All right, so there's about $300 in upward move that these fellows are predicting. Still possible. Buying accelerated as the MSCI World Index of 23 developed nations stocks tumbled as much as 16% since mid-April, and the euro weakened to a four-year low against the dollar. holders of the exchange-traded funds, including George Soros and John Paulson, accumulated a record of 1,938 tons by May the 21st, eclipsing all but four of the biggest central bank holdings. All right? So there's some very big hands in the gold market. Very big hands indeed. Let's jump over here. This has to do with the stock markets. Enough with the gold news for this morning. Stocks are sinking to crash. Low signals worse to come. The Lynn Thomason and Rita Nazareth are writing for Bloomberg. Now, this is Friday's news. Any investor who wants to gauge how serious the stock market's retreat is need only know that the standard NOSA Very Poor 500 index has fallen below its low on May the 6th when panic selling prompted calls for reform. Again, on Friday, the Standard & Poor's S&P 500 closing up 16 at 1,088. Europe's debt crisis has pushed the S&P 500 down 12% during the past month as concern grew that deficits in Greece, Spain, and Portugal, as some of the little pigs, you know, four little pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain, from memory. Regulators will unhinge the global economic recovery. Regulators have proposed six potential causes of the May 6 crash. I'll spare you of that. But this is all found up on the Bloomberg website this morning as well, if you want to find out more about that. We're not having any less of emphasis on Goldman Sachs. Lots of action happening there. We'll pick up this Goldman article on the other side. The settlement may hinge on how the SEC justifies its penalties.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, returning once again, looking at this Goldman Sachs article here off of Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs settlement may hinge on how the SEC justifies penalty. This article written, collaborative writing, you know, we found out all about that from the Harvard Business Review, Jesse Westbrook and David Shear writing. I don't understand this. These guys can't write by themselves anymore. That's a real sad sign for America. May 21st, Friday's news, analysts predict Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. will pay $1 billion or more to settle a Securities and Exchange Commission fraud suit that triggered a 26% drop in the firm's stock. Of course, you can be certain that they sold their own stock short and profited all the way down on that one. Extracting such a record-setting penalty may be easier said than done. All right, underline that, highlight it, bookmark it. Extracting such a record-setting penalty may be easier said than done. If you listen to the Levine Senate Committee grilling Lloyd Blankfein, you'll understand what this author is talking about. These guys are slipperier than eels, greasier than the slick on the Gulf of Mexico. But these guys are really, really a piece of work. And it's going to be tough to be able to extract anything out of them. You know, it's really, well, I don't want to get into that. I'll just stick with the article here. When it comes to presenting a settlement for court approval, the SEC will have to, quote, have a good explanation and justification for the number, close quote, said Donald Langevoort, a former SEC attorney who teaches securities law at Georgetown University in Washington. I don't know whether he wears a collar or not. Looming over negotiations between the SEC and Wall Street's most profitable investment bank is a reminder from Judge Jed Rakoff. Well, they couldn't have a better judge on their side, huh? Judge Jed Rakoff. Or maybe they call him Rakoff. It looks like Rakoff to me. Raking him off the top there, Jed. The courts can reject settlements, even when the SEC's adversary is willing and able to pay. So the court can reject any settlement. Rakoff, a U.S. District Court judge in Manhattan, refused to sign off on a $33 billion accord with the Bank AmeriCorps in September, noting that the SEC didn't adequately explain how it came up with the dollar amount. All right? So Rakoff here in Manhattan, he's going to probably get his rake off the top, but Rakoff here is going to says that the SEC is going to have to come up with some pretty damning information. A sanction in the range of $1 billion would be hard to support based on the allegations in the Goldman Sachs complaint. According to James Kaufman, a former SEC enforcement official who retired in 2007, that figure would be more than double what any Wall Street firm has agreed to pay as part of a civil settlement with authorities. Well, that doesn't matter what the precedent was in the past. These guys are guilty as sin, and they're up to their neck in the greatest financial fraud, perhaps in the history of man. Can't be basing, you know, settlements on past problems. Let's look at this one for what it is. Under one formula outlined in securities laws, the SEC, that'd be the Securities and Exchange Commission here, just using the acronym, the SEC could impose a maximum of $15 million penalty on the bank to resolve fraud allegations that it misled buyers of mortgage-backed investments that led to billions and billions of losses. I'll throw that in there. That formula has been routinely ignored in enforcement cases, and the SEC will seek more than from a firm depicted as an icon of Wall Street greed at congressional hearings, Kaufman said, blah, blah, blah. It's a lengthy article. I'm not going to go through much more of it. In fact, I'm not going to go through any more of it. It's up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Certainly, you might want to take a look at that. Let's see what we got over here. Yeah, this is a rather interesting. If we want to go with this one, let's go to this one next. This is a little bit more of a continuation of the same problem. Everybody's looking for Band-Aids to put on the sucking chest wound of the body politic. The Senate passes reforms designed to prevent worst U.S. collapse. Again, Friday's news, Allison Vexen and Phil Mattingly writing, the U.S. Senate bringing Congress to the brink of passing the most comprehensive regulation of the financial industry since the Great Depression, approved a bill that imposes restrictions on proprietary trading by banks and creates that consumer protection agency designed to prevent lending abuses that triggered the housing collapse and the worst unemployment in almost three decades. And we reported on this on Friday. Just wanted to bring it back so that you can understand that this is now going into committee, and that the committee, the Senate committee, is going to have to get together with the House, and then they're going to come to some kind of a compromise, and then they'll present all of this to Barry the usurper for his signature. This is a little bit more along the same line. Let's see if we can get that one. It has to do with unemployment in America. It has to do with the general state of things as we move forward in the 21st century. Young people have been sucked into this concept that they absolutely have to have a college degree. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a janitor or a ditch digger or whatever it is. I mean, there are some people that are happier digging ditches, and we need ditches to be dug. And why should that be a shame on a man's life or a stain on his career if he runs a backhoe, for goodness sakes, or drives a bus? Does it require a degree, a bachelor's degree, to drive a bus or fly, you know, an airplane or do any of the many thousands of things that we need to keep ourselves going? No, I don't think it does. I don't have a college degree. Worked in engineering, architecture, land surveying, land design, development, and general contracting for years. No degree. I don't have one of those sheepskins. But here, May 19th, even older news, 10 months after graduating from Ohio State University with a civil engineering degree and three internships, Matt Grant has a job as a banquet waiter at Clarion Inn near Akron, Ohio. A civil engineering degree. This fella can't find employment anyplace. And he's working as a banquet waiter at a Clarion Inn near Akron, Ohio. Well, before you take that and run it up the flagpole, understand that there's been, for the last 30 or more years, to my knowledge, almost a trend where people get these degrees. They come out as a new planning, you know, have a bachelor's degree in urban planning or architecture. And so oftentimes they go to work either as a drafter in an architectural office or an engineering office, or sometimes they'll have to work as an intern for a year or more to get a little bit of something under their belt before they'll actually be placed. So, well, maybe as a banquet waiter at a Clarity Inn near Akron, Ohio, Matt might be able to meet somebody that can actually get him a lead to get him a job. Well, here's the quote. It's discouraging right now, said the 24-year-old who sent out more than 100 applications for engineering positions. Quote, it's getting closer to the class of 2010, their graduation date, and I'm starting to worry more. Yes, and that's right. We just graduated out another 26 or 27 seniors from our local school here, and they're going to be toddling off into college, maybe. And then we have another graduating class here in 2010 coming out onto the workforce, and they're going to be competing with old Matt here for that same engineering job. The graduate's plight has been the subject of high-level discussions when Barry the usurper's administration, which so far has concluded the best response is to focus on reviving overall employment and bolstering assistance for higher education. That's always the default position. Throw more money at academia, right? As if academia is the problem. No, they're not the problem. The problem, Barry, is the economy sucks. There's no jobs out there. You've been exporting and outsourcing all of our engineering jobs to India for far too long. Shame on you. Reverse the policy. Bring forward a real solution and quit, patching up really nothing with all of the things that they're spending. Here's another one. Oops, well, here comes the break. When we come back, we'll take a look at Australia expelling its Israeli diplomat.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, if you have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to get your thoughts out on air to a wider audience. This off of the Bloomberg again, Marion Ray writing, Australia to expel Israeli diplomat over passports. We reported on this when the news story broke a month or more ago. But this is a continuation, new news. Australia asked Israel to withdraw a diplomat from Canberra because of the, quote, involvement of state intelligence, close quote, in fake Australian passports linked to the killing of a senior Hamas official, Foreign Minister Stephen Smith said. The passports were deliberately counterfeit and cloned for use, and it was beyond doubt that Israel was responsible. And now they're being held accountable, fortunately. But I don't see any fraud charges here. I don't see any crime being committed here. They're just going to expel this jerk. Smith told reporters in Canberra today he didn't identify the diplomat, saying the official was asked to leave Australia within a week. What a blessing. Wouldn't that be great, folks? All of those Israeli-Americans that seem to clog up our Congress, maybe they could all be asked to leave America within a week. Australian police and intelligence services investigated the abuse of four Australian passports used by people involved in the killing of Mahmoud Al-Mabhou, know, Mab who? We just told you who. In Dubai in January, you remember that. What a horrible thing that was. Other suspects, I mean, they brought out a YouTube video on it as well. Other suspects traveled on UK, Irish, French, and German documents. Australia, quote, remains a firm friend of Israel. Boy, doesn't that just make you want to scratch your noggin? Smith said today, adding that genuine friendship must run both ways. The British government in March expelled an Israeli diplomat over the forged UK passports. Israel regrets Australia's decision. You know, that's the way you can... I learned this a long time ago from an author, Nabil Jabbar. He wrote a great book. It's called The Rumbling Volcano, an Egyptian Christian. He said you can always tell the Jew. He's the one that's crying out in pain as he strikes you repeatedly across the face. Australia's government... It's amazing. I don't know why people put up with it anyway. Israel regrets Australia's decision. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Parmal said on a phone today, the step is, quote, not in line with the quality and the importance of our relationship, close quote. Can you imagine crying out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in your face? Australia's government takes this step much more in sorrow than in anger or in retaliation, Smith said. Grow a pair, Smith. In a statement to Parliament earlier today, after the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade called in Israel's charge d'affaires, the Israeli ambassador to Australia, Yuval Rotem, is traveling abroad. Respect, trust, this is not what we expect from a nation with whom we have had such a close, friendly, and supportive relationship. Boy, that ought to get the muckrakers going in Australia. Smith told lawmakers, Australia's relationship with Israel has always been founded on a basis of mutual respect and trust. Be careful where you place your trust there, Smith. But Israel's action in this regard have undermined that respect and trust. So now Smith has had a wake-up call. UK Foreign Secretary David Miliband said in March that, quote, it was highly likely, close quote, that the forgeries of the British passports were made by a state intelligence service without naming Israel's Mossad. The UK Daily Telegraph, however, reported in March that the diplomat expelled was Mossad's London representative, citing people familiar with the matter, quote, our response on any measure is comparable to the British response, and people may well draw their own conclusions about the person who has been asked to leave Australia. Al-Mabou, a founder of the Azzedine Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Hamas movement, arrived in Dubai on January the 19th, and his body was found in his hotel room the following day. Police said he was drugged before he was suffocated to make his death appear natural. And that's the kind of a friend you want to cover up for, Mr. Smith? Well, here's another one, the last news article of today. Certainly has been much speculation as to whether or not this is an actual environmental thing or not. But the story off Bloomberg, New News, Alex Morales bringing the pencils, Omar Valdesmarin bringing the paper, write this, European skies clear for the first time in 40 days as an eruption ends. Of course, many of you heard about the drills being held over Europe when they closed the airspace. Hard to know whether this is a real volcanic ash problem or not, but European airspace, they write, will be ash-free for the first time in 40 days tonight after the Icelandic volcano that has disrupted flights for millions of people fell silent. The UK Met Office's Volcanic Ash Advisory Center, which supplies predictive maps to air traffic controllers across the region, forecasts that the last remaining plume of dust southeast of Iceland will dissipate by 5 o'clock p.m. London time today. Quote, volcanic activity declined significantly over the weekend and has now virtually ceased, said David Britton, a Met Office meteorologist, in a phone interview, quote, it has continued to emit a plume of steam that's rising to between 7,000 and 10,000 feet, but there doesn't appear to be any significant ash, close quote. The eruption of this volcano on April the 14th grounded 100,000 flights in the first 6 days, costing airlines $1.7 billion in lost sales, According to industry figures, further bursts of ash closed airspace across a wide swath of Europe, rising concern that the event might mirror the last one in 1821, when the crater remained active for more than a year. Now, they're talking about dormancy. No lava flow, no ash flow, so we're classifying it for now as dormant. A lot of steam is still rising. Eruptions like this can flare up again, but for the moment, there's no indication of it doing that. That's rather interesting, though, in closing here, that Iceland straddles tectonic plates on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, making it one of the most geologically active places on Earth, with 30 volcanic systems and more than 600 hot springs. Well, that's that article. Let's go back in and take a look at some other stuff, set the news basket aside for now. Last week, we got into a discussion, readings from Man's Self-Transformation, a variety of articles here, summary papers at the end, at the conclusion of this huge 1,000-plus page book that holds all of the working papers and the research from the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, which was held in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. And we thought we've learned a lot going back to this book, and we will refer to it again and again in the future. But we've learned a lot about what was known and what was being projected and what was being said 60-some years ago, 55 years ago, in Princeton, as the best minds on the planet, basically, some would say, came together and tried to build a competent history of where we'd been, then finding themselves in 1955 looking forward to the 21st century. And so many of the things that have become standard fare and talking points today find their foundation right here in this symposium and in these papers and in these authors, writers, and so on. And so we're in a part here, a discussion in regard to, let's see, now what I've gone and done that to myself. Didn't mean to do that, Will. Wish you hadn't. Had it bookmarked. Lengthy stuff. Let me find my place again. Go over here. Discussion, self-transformation, the unstable equipment, so on and so forth. Here we go. Hold on. Yeah. Now we're in there. Okay. And so we've come up to this place, finishing out Seidenberg's work. Well, we haven't finished out Seidenberg's work, have we? We didn't. Let me go back a little bit further. Bear with me. I had it bookmarked ready to go right in, and I turned over and dropped my bookmark. Let's see what we got. Yeah, see. Just bear with me. I want to get right to this. It's so difficult to follow so much here. There's the dominance of that. Turn over to here. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And so now we've finished with Seidenberg's writings, and we're going to move along now into just a brief, a very brief comment on two of the other writers, Glickson and Aglaxon, if you can imagine. Glickson and Aglaxon, it almost sounds like cartoon material. But it appeared to Glickson in a general way that man's historic development is a form of transition toward the stage where man, by his intellectual development, learns the laws of nature and uses the power he gains by this knowledge to overcome the limitations set by nature. So understand what we're talking about, the laws of nature in the context of this symposium. What they're talking about is natural sciences as opposed to the laws of nature and nature's God, as our founders spoke of in the Declaration. With that, we'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users Users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So as novel as it might be, we'll talk a little bit here with, or read a little bit here from Glickson and Glacken, of all things, what unusual names those are. But again, it appeared to Glickson, in a general way, that man's historic development is a form of transition toward a stage where man, by his intellectual development, learns the laws of nature and uses the power he gains by this knowledge to overcome the limitations set by nature. BP is going through a little bit of this challenge right now as we speak, down in the Gulf of Mexico. But in an earlier stage, again, these stages of man's development, it goes back to Isidore Auguste Marie Xavier Comte, where he looked at the three stages of man, the theological stage, the metaphysical stage, and the positive stage, where he believes that we have transitioned, I would say that we have now transitioned well, into the positive stage of human development according to the model established by Auguste Comte. He's not alone in that, of course. Many others, Carol Quigley in his History of Civilization, went through a large expose as well as regards the stages of human development. Many people, other people, have done so as well. None that I've found before Auguste Comte, however. But, you know, as I continue to study, I might find somebody else. Don't know. But back to this, but in an earlier stages, as we know from this and that specific place, man used even better his intellectual potentialities to find his place in the natural cycle of energy. Man is a part of his natural place in the cycle of energy. Man being largely energy on a biped with energy. From the previous stage, we see a general transition toward a disorganization of society and toward a certain stage of emergency. Now, that's not the same emergency that was declared by Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he plunged the entire nation into a state of emergency. That's not the same kind of a state of emergency that your governor would declare if you had some kind of a seismic or a wind cyclonic event. No, this is the stage of emergency that is spoken of by those like Laszlo and Murray Strong and Barbara Marx Hubbard, this emerging, this revolutionary evolution, this evolutionary revolution, a state of emergency, an emergent species, Darwinian speak here, evolution speak here. So I'm going to give that to you again. From the previous stage, we see a general transition toward a disorganization of society and toward a certain stage of emergency. Emergency. Some geographers are of the opinion that in primitive society, man enters into a direct connection with his natural environment, whereas in civilized society, man enters into relation with his social and economic environment. And as Wayne Madsen said, as we have now in this positive stage of human development set aside both moral and ethical viewpoints, we're now in an economic viewpoint where the rule of the day is profit good, loss bad. If you can fit your lifestyle into either of those categories, you'd know where you're standing today. Profit good, loss bad. Let me repeat that sentence again. Some geographers are of the opinion that in primitive society, man enters into a direct connection with his natural environment. Now, one of the parts of the transition that August Comte laid out in his Catechism for the Positive Religion, or as he styled it, the Universal Religion of Humanity, one of the phases that would be necessary would be this phase into and towards fetishism. Fetishism. It goes back to all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap that is flowing all around your house, perhaps, this morning. You open up the children's closets and you see this sea of toys, all of these various and sundry dolls, your little G.I. Joe dolls that your boys play with dolls, all the little dolls and things there. All right, fetishism. We need to go through that process as we emerge into a positive stage of human development. But again, this idea, a direct connection with his natural environment. In a primitive stage, people are very well connected with their natural environment. They know how to walk through a field, and by the time they walk from one end of the field to the other end of the field, they just had their breakfast or their lunch or their dinner. They didn't need to stop off at Mickey D's or Walmart to accomplish that. Whereas in civilized society, man enters into relation with his social and economic environment. And we rip our children away from their mother's breast before they've even finished breastfeeding and begin indoctrinating them in this new social and economic environment. This idea of a cushion between civilization and environment is true and is not true. It is not true in the sense that man never ceases to live on the earth. You see, it's only this mental thing, this mental division between you and the planet that makes you fit to live in Manhattan or elsewhere. We are conscious only that we live in a certain socioeconomic system, but without direct realization of its basis. All right? Now, Glecken, he writes this, he commented on Seidenberg's theme that there has been a progressive accumulation of knowledge owing to the application of intelligence. So as we apply our mind, our creative energies, to everything that comes along and we solve problems, we have continually increased a progressive accumulation of knowledge knowing or owing to the application of that intelligence. Continuing, perhaps Glacken thought the future development of mankind does not lie in the universal extension of this social organization. Other non-Western cultures may be far more selective in the future in their borrowings and their adaptations. We need to review what we've taken from the past and what we're applying in the future, is what the author's saying here. Perhaps the best illustration of what might happen was the experience of the Japanese had at the end of the Tokugawa shogunate at the Meiji restoration in 1868. I'm not familiar with that. When the adaption and the adoption of Western ideas was very selective indeed. Remember, in our study of history, civilizations, it was not until relatively late that the Japanese would even allow any ambassadors or merchants to set foot in Japan. It's very recent, really, 1868, very likely. The responsibility of freedom, he continues. Now, here we go. Knight, another author from this symposium, Knight, in writing, thought it worthwhile to follow up a statement by Northrop that man cannot get away from what he knows. All right? This is a quote. And I hope you take notes and listen carefully. Man cannot get away from what he knows. One of the great plagues of being a talk host, one of the great plagues of being a researcher in this time period, is that you've got all of this stuff. All of this stuff in our minds. And we can't get away from it, whether I go off to do laundry or whether I go to the grocery or whether I visit with someone. I can't get away from what I know. I know this stuff, and it has a way of influencing how food tastes and how drink tastes and how the sun shines and how the wind blows in my life. Man cannot get away from what he knows. He was quite out of sympathy with the bewailing by modern civilization in its yearnings for something in the past that man is supposed to have had but lost, and in its looking to the future with gloomy foreboding or a prophecy of doom. This is that conservative principle where we're always longing to be something we're not, something that our ancestors had but we don't possess. Always looking to the back and thinking of the good old days instead of finding ourselves in the present, falling forward continuously into the future, projecting the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, the positive for the future. Instead, we live our life in rearview mirrors. I'll say it again. He was quite out of sympathy with the bewailing by modern civilization and its yearning for something in the past. That man is supposed to have had, but lost. And in its looking to the future with gloomy foreboding or prophecies of doom. I don't think we need to look forward with foreboding or prophecies of doom. I think we need to look forward with action in our hearts and our minds so that we're not allowed to be herded into that box canyon the globalists would just as soon put us in and just simply say no to global feudal serfdom. Well, we'll be back for second hour. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, May the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our call-in numbers remain 512-904-8014. And 866-841-1065 throughout the hour. Your calls are welcome. Looking at man's role in changing the face of the earth, this huge symposium in 1955, visiting with some of the ideas that were coming out of that symposium in kind of an edited coalescence of the bigger papers that can be found in this tome. And here we're looking at and referring to The Responsibility of Freedom by Knight, K-I-N-G-H-T, where in writing he says this, he says, in no case can the past course of events be reversed, nor would any reasonable person so desire, even if it were possible. So at various times over the last year or so of broadcasting here on Oracle, I've mentioned that we're not going to be able to go back to three-cornered hats. We're not going back to the mourner's benches. We're not going back to 50 caliber black powder rifles. That's not what's going to happen. That's not possible. Who would want it? Forbid that it be so. We're not going backwards. We're going forward. All right? That's just the way it's going to be. In modern times, the Western world has certainly made progress at a phenomenal and increasing rate in terms of nearly any nameable aspect of cultural values compatible with truth and freedom. You see, they were still speaking of truth and freedom even in the halls of academia in 55. It wouldn't be until after the free speech movement that they started withdrawing that from the daily vernacular. For example, he writes, in a few generations, the spread of free education has destroyed the former class monopoly of education and has made it intensely competitive. To the point today, I'd add, that we give you a story right off the news, college graduates, finding it harder and harder and harder to find employments. Now, everybody's equal, all right? Everybody has an equal opportunity to go broke buying this overpriced education. We've gotten rid of the monopoly on who can be engineers and who can be presidents of the United States Corporation, no matter where you're born or skin tone, all right? Gotten rid of all those monopolies. But even that hasn't really been a panacea. It's made everything so intensely competitive that it should just as well that you didn't even have an engineering degree when you're competing for a job as a waiter in a hotel along the highway someplace. Continuing, says this, to many of those affected, that naturally means cutthroat competition and calls for a monopoly as a way to restore order. All right? Competition, cutthroat competition. So you got all these banks out there competing for your dollars. What a specious Ponzi scheme all of that is. But you got all these banks out there competing for your dollars and your business and your loans. And they get involved in this cutthroat competition where new monopolies are now coming into play as the Federal Reserve banking houses, those clearing houses, start buying up more and more and more of the local banks, your hometown banks, and your state banks, and bringing them under a greater monopoly control in the hands of the Federal Reserve banking system once again. Again, this is what he says here. Too many of those affected, that naturally means cutthroat competition and calls for monopoly as a way to restore order. But would any reasonable person advocate restoring a small and limited learned caste? God forbid. You don't take away their liberty, folks. You enlighten their ignorance through education. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we are back on our Monday, May 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now going into the second hour. For those of you that were away at the top of the hour news break on your AM and FM stations, we're looking at, again, once again today, this man's role in changing the face of the earth out of the symposium held on that by that title in 1955 in Princeton. This is a section titled The Responsibility of Freedom, written by one of the contributors, a man named Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. And he's just opened up an interesting thought in regards to monopolies of education that has made everything intensely competitive. Again, this is 1955, looking forward. He continues and he says this, how does he think it could be done as to the selection of those to be admitted as members or shut out, and how would the monopoly itself be organized? In other words, to many of those affected, that naturally means cutthroat competition and calls for monopoly as a way to restore order, but would any reasonable person advocate restoring a small and limited learned caste. And how do you think it could be done? As to the selection of those to be admitted as members or shut out, and how would the monopoly itself be organized? You know, all across America, everyone has to bear the burden of the property taxes. And certainly here in southwest Missouri, in this county, like most places, the greatest, the lion's share, the biggest burden, the greatest slap upside the head is to support these failed public education institutions. I find it extremely offensive and repugnant to have to bend my head over the checkbook and to donate to this lousy school system. They inculcate in the minds of the young a love affair with their balls, and they completely forget reading, writing, and arithmetic. And so there's this new potentiality for a limited or a monopoly on learning, but it's coming from a different direction. I think that as more and more young people bring forth children into this world, babes, boys and girls, and raise them up out of their swaddling cloth, they're going to realize that an option, the free and gratuitous public education option for their young ones, is not viable, not even intelligent, and that those young parents will look at their children and have enough compassion, I guess you could say, to homeschool them, raise them up on the right things so that they go right all their lives long. But it's going to create another monopoly, won't it? It will create another caste. It will create those that actually know how to think as opposed to those that have simply been taught what to think. The author continues and he says, in a lifetime of professional effort in a broad sector of social science and philosophy, Knight asserted that he had reflected a good deal on this much brooded question of, quote, what is the matter with man or the world or both? One thing we know and cannot get away from is that the two were not made for each other or either for the other. And I'm going to give that to you again because it's really tough. I realize, especially if you can't see the words on a piece of paper. So here we go again. Knight asserted that he had reflected a good deal on this much brooded question of, quote, what is the matter, close quote, with man or the world or both? One thing we know and cannot get away from is that the two were not made for each other or either for the other. Man was not evolved in or by or for the kind of environment in which progress has placed him in, the Western world of today. You see? So man is trying to figure out how to respond or how to deal or how to exist in this concrete paved world, saturated in all kind of electronic frequencies, eating the most god-awful concoctions called food, subject to all manner and sundry of predations by the pharmacopoeia, trying to wrap his mind around this illusory concept of money as digital Federal Reserve notes and so on. Again, he says man was not evolved in or by or for the kind of environment in which quote-unquote progress has placed him in the Western world of today. On the contrary, while man has remained biologically the same, his habitat, including especially his human relations, has changed in a revolutionary way, inverting many of the most fundamental conditions and values. When was the last time you ever sat down in one of the Ozark Inn hills and hollers, at the confluence of a couple of brooks, branches or springs or whatever, creeks, whatever you want to call them, in deep grass, on a sunny day, with a breeze blowing, and just wild an hour or two away? That's not the same as going to a public park in a big city, where you have all kinds and manners of sexual crazies going on in the brush and the grass around you, frisbees flying over your head, dogs barking, etc. I'm talking about being someplace that's completely in nature, in a natural setting, and finding yourself there. When was the last time? His habitat, including his, especially his human relations, has changed in a revolutionary way, inventing many of the most fundamental conditions and values. Perhaps you think that your closest connection with nature is to sitting on a 47-story balcony someplace in Manhattan, looking out over the city, sucking up the toxic soup they call air there. And this has happened with unexampled suddenness in terms of historical time and in comparison with the conditions prevailing through the long previous existence of this species. It's happened so suddenly that we think it normal when it's not. And we seem to stand on the threshold of even greater and more rapid change. And look at the transition from the Wally and June Cleaver of the 1950s to the year 2010. To think here and now of all the different and contradictory things man is, again, it always comes back to the same questions, doesn't it? Trying to determine who you are and whose you are. To think here and now of all the different and contradictory things man is, individually and in the world around, of how he could have got that way, and what he may or might become, is to feel overwhelmed with a sense of mystery. Mystery. Mystery Babylon. The very first requisite of human social order and its first task is to decide who is to communicate, as in talking or writing, and who is or are to give attention. Who would be the teacher? Who would be the pastor? Who would be the preacher? And who would be the congregation, the very first requisite of human social order and its first task, deciding who is to communicate and who is to give attention. Pick it up right there on the other side of this, much more to come.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, when we contemplate this idea of the very first requisite of human social order being and its first task, to decide who is to communicate. This is so very important. Does your governor speak for you? Your lieutenant governor, perhaps? Your town mayor? Does your pastor speak for you? Does your teacher speak for you? Is it possible that anyone can speak for you? Is there anyone that can represent your views? Does anyone represent you? If so, who does? Did Walter Cronkite speak for America? I like to call him Walter Crankcase, but how about Rush Limpingjaw or Sean Insanity? Or me? Who speaks for you? Who communicates? Who listens? Who does the talking? Who does the listening? Very important consideration. The very first requisite of human social order and its first task is to decide who is to communicate. If any one person in a deliberative assembly, if any one person, if Nancy Pelosi or Barry the Usurper, does Barry the Usurper speak for you? If there's any one person out there that could speak for everyone else, then we could all be quiet and we just listen. They could do all the talking, make all the decisions. There would be no representation. There would be no deliberative assembly. There would be no reason to advance motions and take votes. There have been times in the past when the chief of your tribe did all the speaking around the campfire, perhaps, after consulting with the medicine man and his women folk. But those times have changed, and now with the advent of the internet and satellite radio and TV and all of that, one person could technically speak or write for the entire race, Homo sapien. We could all just be quiet and let the Wizard of Oz do everything, be dependent upon them. And in many cases, when I go up into this great recurgitorium we call the internet and look at the news, it always brings to mind this particular passage here. Who is actually dictating what's going to be considered news? What does get onto the Bloomberg News website? They always seem to overlook most of the local things. They have an overwhelming focus on global issues and almost always from an economic slant. But again, one person could now speak to or write for the whole race, our author writes, but have done nothing to increase the capacity of listening or reading. So even though all of our technology has gone viral, if you will, our individual capacity for listening or reading seems to have been overlooked. But there is nothing that could have been done or can be done about that. Hence, again, no point in complaining, he writes. It also needs emphasis that many kinds of subject matter besides quote-unquote truth are involved. Fiction of many kinds, you see that in the theater, on television. Fiction of many kinds, poetry, wit, and jest, like truth itself may be good or bad depending on the time, the place, and the occasion. Comedy Central and all of that. In fact, most expression is more or less figurative. What is needful is to keep the distinctions fairly clear and to apply the appropriate criteria of judgment, which are very different. Our culture, he writes, is manifestly in a state of transition in a new epoch. Again, all this new world order, this new epoch, with all of the rush of new technologies. Our culture is in a state of transition, an emergency, to use Barbara Marx's emphasis there. Barbara Marx Hubbard, I should say. Our culture is manifestly in a state of transition, in a new epoch, which it entered with the coming of liberalism. If we have time, we're going to touch on that, right out of the mouth of John Stuart Mill. At the end of the Enlightenment. And that now again, we're back to John Locke. Can you see how all of this goes around and around? Listeners have asked, you know, can I provide a bibliography, books to read? That's a circle. This is not linear thinking. It's a circular process. It interweaves, it's interwoven. It's like a Gordian knot. Our culture is manifestly in a state of transition in a new epoch, which it entered with the coming of liberalism. What is liber? That's free. Liberal education, that's a free education. That's the humanities, the social sciences, the arts. It goes all the way back to Venice at the time of the Borgia popes, remember? This ended in an intermediate historical stage, itself relatively short, in which the earlier and much longer period of authoritarianism of the church, speaking of Western Europe and its colonies, was replaced by that of absolute states. Now again, these stages of development, remember Auguste Comte said, as regards to the positive stage of human development, that all things would be relative, and that is the only absolute. So it's a transition away from this idea of absolute states. These were not, in general, intentionally more liberal than the church had been, but their competitive position forced them to tolerate and even to encourage science and scientific technology and trade, for these furnished the sinews of war. But they were also the main ferments of modernism. In time allowed, we get into John Stuart Mill on liberty. We'll get his take on that part as well. The intervening epoch was one of wars of religion, actually, and increasing over political, dynastic, and even economic interests, in which none of the protagonists wanted or even believed in toleration, not to speak of freedom. The Verona Treaty, perhaps, comes to mind, where the black nobility of Europe congratulated the Catholic Church for their assistance, where the Council on Foreign Relations congratulates and commends the media system that they own and operate for helping to keep all of the things that the CFR does in the background. Liberalism came when and because it was found impossible for any religion or sect to suppress or exterminate the others. October the 31st, 1517, when Martin Luther, the great German theologian and lawyer, jurisprude, nailed his thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church, essentially crucifying Christ afresh and driving a wooden hub into the very heart of Christendom, religion and man stepped across the threshold from the old world order into the new world order. And back to the author here, liberalism came when and because it was found impossible for any religion or sect to suppress or exterminate the others, and people got tired of the senseless strife and destruction and turned to other interests. They also turned to other shores. They fled from Europe and England, and they came here and founded America. Thus, quote-unquote, history moves in mysterious ways its wonders to perform. We'll be back.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let's drop back about 100 years here from this particular article written in 1955 at this symposium briefly and visit with John Stuart Mill. John Stuart Mill, of course, was born on May the 20th of 1806. He was the son of James Mill. John Stuart Mill, son of James Mill, who a philosopher and a historian who's also educated him. In other words, he was homeschooled. He's one of these upstarts breaking free of the monopoly on education. In 1823, he, that would be John Stuart Mill, started work as a junior clerk in the East India Company. That ought to set your hair straight up. Eventually, rising to the post of chief of office in 1856. Now, it would be contemporary now with Karl Mordecai Marx, Proudhon, Auguste Comte, etc. Mill founded the Utilitarian Society in 1823, the London Debating Society in 1825, and became the editor of the London Westminster Review in 1836. He published his first work, The System of Logic, in 1843. This was followed by his Principles of Political Economy in 1848, same year that the Communist Manifesto came out, On Liberty, 1859, Utilitarianism and Considerations of Representative Government in 1861, and The Subjection of Women in 1869. In 1865, he was elected MP for Westminster, Member of Parliament, but after his defeat in the 1868 general election, he retired to Avignon in France, where he died on May the 8th of 1873. Okay? And so here, just briefly, from this preface on representative government, I was going to read a selection from On Liberty, but I'll do this instead. Just to give you an idea, because we've been talking a little bit about liberals and conservatives, it seems to me, he writes, however, from various indications and from none more than the recent debates on reform of Parliament, that both conservatives and liberals, parenthetically, he adds, if I may continue to call them what they have called, still call themselves, close parenthesis. You see, we talk about this idea, this paradigm between the left and the right. Some people think this is all new discussion. Not new at all. A long, long, long time ago, writing here in his preface to representative government, the same question was asked by John Stuart Mill. Again, both conservatives and liberals have lost confidence in the political creeds which they nominally profess. Now, we think that if 150 years ago they lost confidence in the creeds, the political creeds they nominally profess, that they would have abandoned this insanity. But because the spirit of division is so absolutely essential for control of populations, it continues today until you have one side of parliament railing against the other side of the parliament. But perhaps now, perhaps today, perhaps now in England, the wound will begin to heal as they realize that they're going to come together in a coalition government. I don't know. We'll see how that develops. Yet, such a better doctrine must be possible, not a mere compromise, but splitting the difference between the two, but something wider than either, which in virtue of its superior comprehensiveness might be adopted by either liberal or conservative without renouncing anything which he really feels to be valuable in his own creed. What's he saying? He's saying that there is a possibility for a third party, which, of course, On Liberty, the Libertarians, the Libertarian Party, rises. A third party. But one has to ask, if one pill makes you sick and two pill makes you no healthier, why would three pills be any better? It's still the spirit of division. It's a false sense of representation. Continuing from Mill here in his preface, he says, when so many feel obscurely the want of such a doctrine, and so few even flatter themselves that they have attained it, anyone may, without presumption, offer what his own thoughts and the best that he knows of those of others are able to contribute toward its formation. What's he saying there? My understanding is right. He's saying, but let's set aside these specious liberal and conservative handles and start to be individuals once again. And of course, if we get into and study, and we'll come back to them again in the future, but when we get into and start studying these individuals, James Mill and Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill, this then opens the doorway to the philosophical radicals of England that codified English law and transitioned away from the older common law and into this new codified, statutory, regulated, licensable, taxable, revocable, legal positivist world that we live in today. Back to our discussion here from Knight. This modernism, we must recall, when fully developed, involved a virtual Umwertung aller Wert, which is German, and I don't think I did that right, but we'll just let it go. First and foremost, important, it established freedom of the mind in place of dogmatism, authoritarianism, and persecution. So we cross this threshold from the old world order under the heel of Catholicism, and we open this door to secular humanism and Protestantism and free thinking and free thought and enlightenment, scratching at the door of the temple, asking for more and more light, right? Kabbalists, largely, Kabbalah, all over the place, Johann Ruchlin, Philip Melanchthon, some say Calvin. With this replacement went that of supernaturalism by naturalism and of a pessimistic view of human nature, original sin, with an optimistic view. If you go back and listen in the archives and look at the long segment that we did when we visited with Edward McNall Burns in his Civilization, his History of Civilization, we found that when Christianity emerged and went east, or excuse me, went west into Europe, that it was as though a box settled down on the minds of people. It was an infusion of Oriental despotism, a fatalism where man no longer concentrated his attention and his interest on the now, but was always looking towards that glorious future, that time on the other side. And so the things of life today, one didn't worry about. You just pray for repentance and move on down the road, fully penned up once again with mind-forged manacles fashioned on you by the church. But what the author here is saying is that, again, this modernism, we must recall, when fully developed, first and most important, it established freedom of the mind in place of dogmatism, authoritarianism, and persecution. With this replacement went that of supernaturalism by naturalism and of a pessimistic view of human nature with an optimistic view. He said the difference there basically is that prior to this time period, the glass was half empty. After this time period, the glass appeared half full. A faith in human reason, reasonableness. Come, let us reason together. And essential goodness, as opposed to original sin. Such naivety is hard to imagine now that we have swung so far back in the opposite direction, but it was real. Further, economic freedom and rights replaced regimentation by some combination of church and state. Finally, political democracy replaced the divine right of kings. Of course, that's the argument that was posited by John Locke in his refutation of the writings of Sir Robert Filmer. Again, finally, political democracy replaced the divine right of kings, which previously had effectively replaced the divine authority of the priesthood. Very important, these transitions, step, stages of human development, underlining the essential nature of our study of history. We carefully research the past. We visualize the future. We find ourselves always in the present, falling forward into the future. The momentum of the past providing the propelling force as we move further and further into the future. Democracy came to embody general ideals of equality and betterment, which replaced those of a class or caste society in which everyone was thought to be providentially called to work out his lot under an eternal and immutable law within the social position into which he was born. That changed all of that. The caste system in India and elsewhere. Well, I'm a working class man. Well, I'm the middle class man. Well, I'm the elite. We'll be right back.
The
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And of course, when we discuss things like caste systems, you know, it reminds me of the three-field system in the feudal time period. The serfs on the field, the beasts of burden, where life is brutish, short, and, you know, miserable generally. And we hear people talking about, oh, the middle class, you know, I'm in the middle class. If a small business can be defined as any business up to 500 employees, if we think about the middle class and really understand the difference between Workers of the World Unite 2 and 2.0, if we can think about it in the right way, if you are still denominating your output on a daily basis in terms of dollars per hour, if it can be even expressed that way, if you're owning a business that has 500 or less employees, perhaps you might consider yourself to have gotten to the bottom. That's a small business, by the way, definition. You may consider yourself to have gotten to the bottom. You've gotten to the threshold. You're scratching at the door, craving more light and admittance to the middle class. But if you sitting out there listening today are not an employer of 500 or fewer employees, and you denominate your mental and physical product in dollars per hour, it's about time for a checkup from the neck up. You most certainly are not middle class. The middle class, at the time the word emerged, embraced the entrepreneurial class, that stood between the nobility and clergy, and those beasts of burden working the field, the entrepreneurs. If you are not an entrepreneur, you're very likely just a worker, emergent. But let's go back here again. Progress would come through rational action, individual and collective, based on advancing knowledge acquired through free and critical inquiry, which would replace belief through faith in a truth and a social order divinely given once and for all in the remote past. All of the sociological, the theological, and the economic underpinnings were coming out from beneath the feet of the people at this time in the Enlightenment, and as we move further into that. In short, he says here, man fell from ignorance and irresponsibility, except for avoiding the sin of nonconformity and disobedience into which he had fallen immediately after creation. The sin of nonconformity and disobedience, the original sin. Into the opposite state, where it was really a fall or a rise. Whether it was really a fall or a rise is the crucial question. The attitude of bewailing it as a fall rests on accepting the poetic principle that, quote, where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise, close quote. Or as put by another poet, quote, men would cast off the burthen, the heavy and the weary weight of his unintelligible world, in favor of living in a pink fog of mysticism. Close quote. Again, it's this idea of a time for a checkup from a neckup, something that I learned from Zig Ziglar at a Tantera Amway meeting. And I think it's appropriate from time to time to do just that. This idea of living in a pink fog of mysticism. Well, it's not going to bother me. I don't care about the economic situation of the world. I'm not too concerned about microchipping and tattooing the people. I'm not too concerned about the destruction of our economic system. It really doesn't matter to me whether the education system is upside down and inside out. I really don't care how much Goldman Sachs has just taken away from the people, or how the collateralized debt obligations are destroying our economy. It's not going to apply to me, because I'm going to be raptured out of here next week. I'll watch it all from the clouds, looking down this pink fog of mysticism. Read the Schofield Reference Bible and pay particular attention to the footnotes. Knight, being a liberal, back to liberals and conservatives again, but Knight, being a liberal, perhaps this means, this author says that Knight was a free thinker. Maybe he was an enlightened being. Knight, being a liberal, regarded such sentiments as an expression of the Freudian death urge. But they are fine as poetry if they make good poetry and they are not taken for anything else. To be more specific about the diagnosis of modern man and culture, Knight found two things in particular the matter. The first is an essential aspect of the appearance and growth of knowledge. For a dozen centuries, from the fall of classical civilization to the advent of liberalism or modernism, Western man had had all the answers. He knew the absolute answer to every question about life and about death and the hereafter. We know, of course, that they were not answers, and that he got answers by refusing to ask real questions or to look critically at the traditional answers that were handed out by a traditionally established authority, or to look critically at the history or credentials of that authority. The answers and the status of the authority were enforced. One who raised any question was assured of eternal torture and of the closest feasible approximation to hell, or Gehenna, in the present world. However, for the most part, the answers satisfied Western man. In contrast, now we know that there is no finally satisfactory answer to any serious question, but only better or worse answers for the time being and within local and cultural boundaries. The Dark Age state of bliss, for which people yearn, was one of complete absence of freedom of the mind. This freedom, basic to all freedom, had prevailed in large measure in classical antiquity, but had disappeared with the triumph of barbarism and religion. On this history, we may consult J.B. Burry's Little History of Freedom of Thought or Lord Acton's essays dealing with that topic. Very interesting stuff being said here, wouldn't you agree? And this information made its way through academia. This information became the foundation of an entire generation or generation since. It influences us today. It influences the media. It influences Hollyweird. It influences the material that you might find at a Borders book or some other place. Tremendous amount of impact and influence these minds at this symposium have had on our planet. It really asks us to go back and rethink our think and to reevaluate our truths. The things that we believe are true may be absolutely false. It definitely fires up, in my mind, the importance of the historical revisionism movement. Those who are willing to risk all and to go in and really dig and find out what did happen at Waterloo. What did happen when we crossed the Rubicon? Who were the barbarians that came into Rome? Who are the Hittites? Who are these bulbous-nosed people known as the Hittites? What really is the history of the civilizations of Minoa in the Aegean Sea? Where is the cradle of civilization? When did man step away from an animal nature, if he ever had one, and begin to ask serious questions? Or did we come with that as a standard feature? Who is right? Has man existed on this planet for millions and millions of years? Has this planet existed for millions and millions of years? Or is this a rather relative development in the greater scheme of things? There's so many questions to ask. We'll continue with this discussion. I hope you find it interesting tomorrow. And in the meantime, I think it's time for a checkup from the neck up, don't you? Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.